Once again, it's time for our La Caparal Valley School update with Interim Superintendent Larry Peterson. And how's things going, Larry?
Well, pretty good. I think we're, you know, getting to the last month of the school year, so it's pretty hectic. We got a lot of activities going on, concerts and awards and breakfasts and inductions into Honor Society and stuff like that. So
yeah, your calendar's pretty full, I would gather, huh?
What? Pretty full, yep.
Yeah, every time we get to this time of year, it just amazes me how fast the school year is.
And it goes faster all the time. Even at my age, it's going fast. And usually things slow down for me.
Yeah. That's right. Well, always an exciting time, especially for the seniors and their families.
Yep.
Graduation coming up and getting ready for that.
Graduation's on the 29th at 1 o'clock. And it'll be a chance for us to send off, a nice group of seniors who I think have done a pretty good job of leadership this year and send them into the world, and they usually end up doing pretty well.
Yep.
So I think we're all looking forward to that, and during the course of the month of May, they're going to have some awards for some of the jobs that they've done.
Yep, that's for sure. Last time we met, you were gearing up for some school testing. How did that go?
I think the weather probably helped us because, kids are going to test well when they're not looking outside with 60-degree weather. I think that helped us. Now, we still got this week where we're doing some major testing yet.
Okay. Not over then.
No. Okay. No. And I think fourth grade has got some math testing, and I think we've got a little bit left in the middle school as well. And then we'll be done. This will be the last week. And then we're going to kind of know results. So I think the next time I come on, I can give you a little bit more results.
All right. That'd be great.
But until all the final testing is in, we don't know all the results. But the bottom line is, from listening to what people have been telling me, I think the teachers have been pleased. The kids are taking it seriously, and I think they've been doing a pretty good job.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of the past, I went to the high school musical out there at La Caparal. Boy, that was quite a production, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and you have to give Mr. Felton and his group all the credit in the world for putting that together. There's a lot of work, Paul, that goes into that. And hopefully they'll keep doing those, like every other year and bring in people to watch, because I think those are a good place to showcase the musical talent that we have at La Caparal.
That's right. I went to two musicals back-to-back weekends, Larry, over in Dawson with Legally Blonde and then High School Musical in La Caparal.
Well, they're going to start calling you Mr. Arts.
There you go. I felt, pretty neat. I've never done that before, so... two outstanding programs, that's for sure. So, all right, what else do we have to talk about today?
Next Monday we got the choir concert going to go on. The younger kids are at 6 o'clock, the middle school kids, and then the senior high choir is at 7:30. It's going to be in the auditorium because the commons area is going to be used for the big Whopper feet that they normally have had at Appleton Elementary, but now it's going to be in the commons area. Oh. And the proceeds for people that come into that for that meal end up going for playground equipment and for different things at both elementary schools.
Oh, okay.
So the Whopper feet's going to be a fundraiser for both Appleton Elementary and Madison Elementary as well.
All right, and when is that? What's that for?
That's next Monday.
Next Monday.
From 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock.
Okay. In the commons area.
In the commons area, okay. Yeah.
So come on out and grab a Whopper and watch a great concert.
Yeah, watch a great concert is right. Yeah. And there's an art show going on. They have the younger kids, have displayed some of their art projects for the year. And the middle school as well, that'll be in the commons area. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. Like I say, next Monday is going to be the event. So.
Okay, good. And I know Dollars for Scholars is coming up and a number of the high school sport awards.
Yes.
They have a breakfast for that.
They have a breakfast for that coming up in a couple of weeks. Yep. Tomorrow is a teacher appreciation breakfast that we have, because next week is teacher appreciation week in May, where we thank the teachers for the job that they've done. Not an easy job, Paul, being a teacher.
It's not.
And you have to give credit. I think La Caparal, we're very fortunate to have the dedicated people we have in the classroom we do.
Yep.
And the job that they do with kids.
Yep.
And tomorrow's a chance for us to say thank you to them. And I think I'm encouraging people throughout the district to say thank you to their teachers for the job that they do with kids in our district.
Yeah, that's well put, Larry. If you see a teacher out and about, give them a big thank you, because they do put in a lot of hours in this.
A lot more hours, and you know, a lot of people think that teachers just work 9 months out of the year, but you think about the hours they put in.
Yeah.
Well beyond an eight-hour day.
Especially if you're helping out with extracurricular,
without a doubt. I mean, and practically all of them have some type of activity. If it isn't in sports, it's in another activity.
Right.
And just the job that they do and the extra time they put in to help kids, I think we have to show our appreciation.
You bet. All right. Yeah, I have my oldest son is a teacher, and he really enjoys it, and I know all the hours that he puts in. So.
Yeah, well, you have to enjoy that to be able to do that. It's not a profession that's going to make you rich.
Yep.
But the satisfaction that you can get on what you can do to make a difference in the lives of kids,
yep,
more than probably makes up for it.
That's right. And looking back at my high school, I have fond memories of some teachers that really had a major impact in who I am today.
Well, and I think if you talk to most adults, they'll talk about their favorite teacher who did have an impact,
yeah,
you know, that helped them out. And, right, and you talk about some of the kids who have struggled in their teenage years,
yep,
and some teachers come around and gotten them on the right path, and they've turned out pretty good. You know, it's a chance to say thank you,
yep,
to that teacher and appreciate the job that they've done and the work that they do to help kids kind of get through. Teenage years are not easy.
That's right.
And your biggest goal's got to be, can we get them through without a lot of bumps and bruises?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. So Teacher Appreciation Week next week, thank a teacher. Larry, let's talk about the new superintendent. When does Greg Schmidt start?
He starts on July 1.
Okay.
From Minnewaska. Was the superintendent there, and he's done there the end of June, so he starts in July here. I think he's looking for a house in one of the communities.
Okay.
You know, wherever he's bringing, yep, in two children of his own.
Oh.
Been a veteran. He's been around the block a little bit.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a great addition to both communities. I think he's a community man. I think he's a person that anytime he's been involved in the superintendency, he's got involved in the communities.
Right.
Was a former superintendent in McRae.
Yep.
And then he went from there to Minnewaska and now to Occoquan. So he knows the western Minnesota area pretty well.
Right, he knows the area, and that's a benefit. Yeah, I had a pleasure of showing Greg around Madison when he was interviewing, and a really nice guy.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a great job for the school district.
Yeah. Okay. Sports, spring sports is winding down, and boy, the girls and boys golf teams, they're doing well.
Oh, excellent. You know, you got to, I know Coach Bessenen and Coach Stender are both excited about their teams, and I think the section is at the end of the month, the last,
yep,
Wednesday, I think, in Benson.
Yep.
But I think both of them are going to be right up there.
Yep.
Near the favorites. The Halverson girl, already, I think, has been medalist at two or three meets.
Right, yeah.
So she, you know, she's done very well. And I know Barry, I was looking in the Tribune last week, the top five Class A individuals in the state in golf, three of the five are from L'Aquaparle.
Oh, wow, cool.
So, I mean, they've got an excellent chance, I think. And,
yep,
and for me, Paul, I've been in the business 40 years and never had a team go to state in golf.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be something to add to my resume.
Yeah, there you go.
We can get this to go. I can end my career with an idea, with a team going to the state in golf, which I've never had before.
All right. That would be awesome. Well, they went last year, the boys.
I know.
Yeah, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like the team's even better this year. Got a good chance at it.
Well, okay. And we'll see you at Pebble Creek when that happens. Huh?
Yes, I'm going to try and make it. And I know the girls softball, boy, what can you say? They beat KMS a game.
Yeah.
That's not real easy to do.
Yeah.
I know they're excited. I know Janet Larson is real excited about the team and their potential that they have. And I know Bart has a real young team this year,
yep,
but I think he's working out the kinks. And by the end of the year, they're going to be all right, too.
Yeah.
The biggest thing you got, Paul, is that you got all these rainouts.
Yeah.
So you got all these double-ups. And, you know, with the new rule in on innings pitched, you better have a big staff.
The pitch count, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why some of the rural, smaller schools don't like that pitch count rule.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have a half a dozen pitchers able to do that.
Yeah, and the boys' tennis team, Coach Barry Brace, doing a nice job with their team.
Well, and it's an exciting sport to have. I know they've done some work on the tennis courts over there. Mm-hmm. Still got some work to do to make them, so that they're efficient.
All right. So anything else going on, Larry?
No, I think, got a busy month of May. Got a lot of meetings.
Yep.
And a lot of awards to kids that have earned it. And like I say, a big thank you to all the staff that worked that hard with kids. And I guess I'm going to my last month of the school year with kids, I can say how much I'm thankful for the support that I've gotten from the communities and from the staff and from everyone. It's been an interesting time for an old guy like me to come in and do this, but I've also been welcomed back into the communities, and I've really enjoyed the stint that I've had here.
Yep. And I've seen you at a number of school events.
Well, and I'm going to continue here in the month of May to a bunch. So,
all right.
Good. So, it's been fun. It's been fun on the radio talking with you.
Yeah, and we'll do it one more time, right?
Yes, we'll do it in June. Right.
And hopefully, like last Monday, there's no snow on the ground.
I tell you, me being up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going around on roads.
Monday?
Yeah, on Monday. I tell you, I'm not used to that.
That melted quickly, though.
It did. Fortunate for that.
All right. Thanks, Larry, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Larry Peterson, the interim superintendent at Lac La Parle Valley with our Lac La Parle Valley School Update.